This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the ladies and the gentlemen on the DJV program. I would be the gentleman or gentleman, Doug Steffen. The gentle ladies are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Isn't that how they refer to women who are on the floor of the House of the Senate? The gentle lady, Missouri. The gentle lady, the gentle man from, from wherever they're from. Well, most of them are from hunger, as far as I can see. And let's stay off of that. Jennifer Horn is here. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know she's going to help you with your stress by giving you more. Okay, oh, Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah. Now you're going to make me do a trifecta here. Okay, I can do this. Watch this. So I've got, since you brought up that story, I'm going
to
give you the good, the government, and a warning. How about that? Let's start with the good, because I think for people who have been wanting to take a vacation this year, hello, all of us, Hawaii has been literally closed down to visitors. If you go to Hawaii, the governor there, David, I think Iggy is how you say his name. I always forget it. It's I-G-E. And he would make you do a 14-day quarantine if you go into the state. So let's say you want to go on vacation, you have to do a strict 14-day quarantine. Mm-hmm. Then you can vacation, and who has that much time? Right. So now there have been a lift, and this has gone for months and months and months. I know a lot of people in the tourism industry in Hawaii, and they're literally dying. I mean, the hotels, the restaurants, this is their export, their import, I guess, into Hawaii would be the best way to put it. So the governor said on Wednesday, and that starting on October 15th, travelers arriving from out of state may bypass the 14-day quarantine requirement if they test negative for COVID-19. So travelers will have to take the test if they want to travel into Hawaii, and they'll have to do it within 72 hours before their flight arrives in the islands. They're actually creating a deal now between the Hawaiian government, CVS, and Kaiser Permanente that will conduct the test as part of the agreement with the state. So at least it's getting a little easier if you do want to go on vacation, but you do have to agree to take that test. Earlier in the year, he planned to start a pre-travel testing program on August 1st, but it was postponed because COVID-19 cases were spiking in the United States and the mainland, essentially, and in Hawaii. So they put it off. There was a shortage of testing supplies in Hawaii that then forced another delay, which was supposed to be September 1st. So now airlines are expected to inform travelers of the requirement that they can travel if they get tested and provide verification of that starting October 15th. So some good news, I suppose, if you want to go to Hawaii. Now, there's the good. Here's the government. The government also working on a coronavirus bill. We've heard about this. It's been political ping pong between Democrats and Republicans while the American people just continue to suffer.
Political ping pong.
Well, there was so what had kind of gone on is that public opinion, politicians react based on what they think opinion is and what the polling looks like. So Republicans seem to kind of have the benefit of the public because they seem to be the ones in front of the cameras saying that they wanted to negotiate. They passed something through the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi sent all of her House members home for the summer. Well, when Nancy started feeling that, because she's politically savvy, as we know, except when she was tone deaf about that whole hair thing, but she realized that she was kind of on the short end of this stick. So she brought everybody back and told all of her members now that they are not to leave Washington, D.C., that the session will continue until they have a COVID relief package done and starting to deploy to the American people. Well, that's problematic.
Before the election.
And so she's answering the pressure on her and trying now to put the pressure on Republicans, right? So she's saying, well, I'm here now. What do you want? Well, members of the House are up for reelection. Remember, every 2 years, members of the House have to get reelected. So Nancy Pelosi is safe. She's a brand name. But there are a lot of vulnerable members of the House who want to go back to their home districts and start campaigning. And they feel like this, you know, they're kind of now stuck. They can't get relief passed for the American people. Now they're stuck having to stay in Washington, D.C. They can't get back home and campaign. And so now you're seeing moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans saying, okay, guys, enough is enough. It's too much. They're split by a lot of money. Democrats want $3 trillion. Republicans want $1 trillion. Apparently, Mark Meadows said on Fox News earlier today that he was at 1.5 million, and there seems to be a little bit more.
A trillion.
1.5 trillion with a T. Up that inkjet get the stimulus. Yeah. So 1.5 trillion is what they're at now, and he seems to think that maybe there's a little bit of movement. But these moderate members of the House are saying enough's enough. Not only are we suffering in our districts because we can't go home and run for reelection, but we are also now not helping anybody, and we have no compelling story to tell. So we'll see if that pressure from within the House, and I think it's good.
I have an idea. Wait a minute. Let's talk trash about our opponent. That's always great.
But this is actually them coming together. This is moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans.
I'm just saying in general, go back, not about this, but in general, tell everybody why they shouldn't vote for the person that you're running against rather than tell them why they should vote for you.
They want to rush home and get back to that. You know, negative politics and mudslinging. They have to get back to do that. So it'll be interesting to see if that pressure from the inside is going to have any impact on Nancy Pelosi and the White House. We'll see. This week, they're looking to go back to the negotiating table to see about COVID relief. All right. So we got the good. We got the government. Now we have a warning. Less sleep makes for more stressful days, according to a new study. Getting less sleep is now being linked to having stronger emotional reactions to stressful events. I know this is true in my life. Mm-hmm. So it really flared up for me.
It also makes you crave more carbs the next day. If you have a bad sleep the whole day, you crave more carbs because your body needs more energy. So
specifically, they say nights of shorter than usual sleep duration predicted more pronounced decreases in positive effect in response to daily stressors, as well as smaller increases in positive effect in response to daily positive events. So you're sadder, you're not getting as happy by the good stuff. This is a study that was done at the University of British Columbia and Penn State. They did a sleep study manuscript and found nearly 2,000 American adults between the ages of 33 and 84 were surveyed for 8 consecutive days, and they questioned their sleep duration, their daily stressors, the number of positive events they experienced, and how it affected them. Overall, respondents reported they had a less stressful day whenever they received more sleep. They also said that respondents who had a chronic condition were found to be more reactive to positive events when they received more sleep every single day. When people experience something positive, like getting a hug, spending time in nature, they typically feel happier that day, and they find that when that person sleeps less than usual, they get less joy from those everyday events that are supposed to be set to perk you up.
We always are talking on the show and on the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken about needing 7 to 8 hours. I know after I had my TIA a couple of weeks ago, I decided that I was, because I'm sleep deprived like the rest of us, doing what we do and burning the candle at both ends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I have made it my business to be in bed so that I have at least 7 hours of sleep a night. That's what you really need. Your body needs to rejuvenate. You can be as active physically and mentally, whatever, but you got to get that rest. So please, a word to the wise is sufficient. Thanks for that warning. As we're trying to get rid of the stress here on the DJV program. One way to get rid of the worry about getting COVID is to get your weight down. And the way to do that, as you've heard me say for a long time, is to go to toploss.com and exercise your way to losing weight with the help of Calitrin. It's a weight loss formula. It's a powder. It's in capsules or liquid form. Take 4 capsules at night before you go to bed, and everything works together to help you lose weight. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over a 2-3 month period. You'll notice the weight loss. And then if you're smart, you'll stay with it another 2-4 months. Actually, I'm on it, and I just stay on it because there are a lot of other great benefits from putting all that collagen into your body. So go to toploss.com. There is an extended offer, no interest payments. They'll help you pay. This can be used to help you if you decide you want to get more than 3 in 3 or 3 in 2 with the discount. There are a lot of different plans, but believe me, get on to one plan and stay with it. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, no shipping, and the special deal with $20 off, that sort of thing. Well, you'll be able to sort it all out when you go to the website, toploss.com. Kellitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Kellitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
17 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on this Wednesday, the 16th of September. We're always, I think you're going to see, though, the focus on COVID change to effective treatment, whether or not it's, could be a shot that enhances your immune system. It could be whatever attacks the virus. I see Eli Lilly has announced that their experimental drug based on the antibodies of COVID-19 appears to be effective in treating the virus. You're hearing all kinds of things about timing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm still betting on stuff this fall, frankly. Meanwhile, in England, the number of people abusing alcohol since the lockdown over there has doubled. And so experts warning over there that this is, you know, drinking or relying on alcohol could create a global health crisis beyond just what we're talking about with COVID, according to the Royal College.
What are you talking about?
Right. 8.4 million people in England drinking excessively last month, compared to 4.8 million people in February.
But that's what they do. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, listen, more...
It's the same here.
They go to the pub. The more the merrier, the fewer the better fare. So
they
here's
drink
something...
At home. Cheap, they're drinking at home. Right.
Okay. So now there's a big to-do in Maine this week because 175 COVID cases came out of... And there were seven that were fatal. There was a wedding about a month ago in Millinocket, Maine. 65 people attended the wedding ceremony. It was at a Baptist church in York, Maine, and they had the reception, of course, at the Big Moose Inn. and so it broke the recommendation, the recommended limit for indoor gatherings. And as a result of that, now the people have gone out, kind of like that convention. Remember here in Framingham, yeah, in Boston?
That was like
back
the first
when this all started.
Mm-hmm.
And now the number of cases in Maine have skyrocketed because of this one wedding.
So 65 people were at the wedding, and how many cases do they think?
175 now.
Wow.
And
so
seven of them fatal.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Don't
it
go indoors.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's what 20, it is.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
There's CCR. Crank it up there, Phil.
Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Memories. All right, we're into Throwback Thursday time. Man, the time goes so quickly. Seems like only just a few seconds ago we did last week's Throwback Thursday. This week, we're featuring the top five songs in the year 1970, from this week in 70. And number five was from Creedence, Looking Out My Back Door. So typical of their pop sound, Victoria.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You don't sound enthused at all.
I love CCR, but what else is there to say? You just, you know, you said it. I mean, I don't know what would
really?
I'm not a historian on CCR. I love Fogerty. I've seen him three times live. He's amazing.
He and
still.
His family are now doing some of the Creedence. He and his children,
are
kind of doing the back porch stuff. All right. So anyway, Looking Out My Back Door, very familiar song. Number five this week in 1970, 50 years ago. Count that. All right. The next song, number four, came from Chicago. Song that nobody really understood. 25 or 6 to 4. Anybody? I don't even. As many times as I listened to it, I never understood what the song was about.
I am so not a Chicago fan. So they look. This is where you lose me on this throwback list.
Well, I liked them at the beginning, but I didn't like what they became, frankly. So I'm with you. All right. Then let's go to number three. One of the classics of all time. This song was around all summer, 1970. It was revived a couple of times, actually. This guy's name, I'm trying to remember his real name. Jerry, a very Italian name, and I can't remember. But he decided to call himself Mungo. So it's Mungo Jerry in the summertime. All right, listen to the lyrics here. Very classic. Penetrating deep. Lots of deep thought in this
channel.
The sun goes down, you can really make it. Okay.
Was this like a novelty one-off kind of record?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had a couple of other songs, but nothing like this. That was a very short tune, too, as a matter of fact. I remember it was like 2 minutes and 3 seconds. from the old days of the Jockarama. So that's number three. One of the best songs Diana Ross ever did with the Supremes. I love playing this song as a jock. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Big orchestration. There's nothing about this song that you can't like.
This is great. I love this.
It really is.
This has been used in so many movies.
Yeah. Well, it's such a hopeful, really hopeful song. That's one of the great things about it. Orchestration, plus the Funk Brothers, you know, all of that. But it just came together, as so much of the stuff did. All right, so that's number two. That's been a couple of weeks at number one. But this week, in 1970, song that had been number one for 3 weeks in a row, Edwin Starr's, he had this bunch, two or three big songs. This was the big, big, biggie. War! Remember what we're in, 1970. They're in Vietnam. Yeah. And this was this became one of the anthems, the anti-war movement anthems. Crank it up.
Oh, really, I bet, yeah.
I'm with that on that one. What good is it for?
Yep,
not much.
I agree.
Especially the wars we've been in since World War II. World War II had a purpose. The rest of them since then, not so much. So, and that was really the sentiment of this war, of this song. Edwin Starr, number one this week in 1970, as we enjoy Throwback Thursday at 28 after the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's attorney general is speaking out against coronavirus lockdowns, which are continuing in some states. At an event at Hillsdale College last night, Bill Barr said they're among the greatest intrusions of civil liberties in American history, saying in his opinion, only slavery was a greater intrusion. Barr also criticized the Justice Department for having lower-level prosecutors try to set agendas.
Letting the most junior members set the agenda might be a good philosophy for a Montessori preschool, but it is no way to run a federal agency.
Forecasters say rain could provide some relief today in Oregon and Washington state when it comes to battling the wildfires. Meanwhile, some of the smoke from those fires has now reached the skies above Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns. Bud Light will be airing commercials featuring black-owned businesses during Thursday Night Football. The new ads called Thursday Night Shoutout will showcase black-owned eating establishments that have been impacted by the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The beer maker says so far four commercials have been produced, the first one premiering during the game tonight between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And a Florida teenager says his martial arts training helped him survive a shark encounter as St. Augustine's Cole Smith was surfing in Ponce Inlet on Tuesday morning when he was bitten on the hand by what he believes was a tiger or bull shark. The 15-year-old says it could have been worse, but being a second-degree black belt, he says he got the shark to release its grip by, as he put it, punching the fish in the face. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Again, what are you disappointed with today? What are you happy about today? We'll see what we can touch on in the next half hour here with the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. I noticed there was a big debate in Maine where Susan Collins, who's the Republican, been in the Senate, moderate, one of the few moderate Republicans, I think there were, four or five sort of moderate Republicans that seem to get a little more attention because they are quote-unquote moderate. She's being opposed by another lady who looks like Kitty Dukakis to me. It's amazing.
You've got a lot of Dukakis on your mind lately.
I know. Stephanopoulos looks just like Michael Dukakis. And this woman, whose name is Sarah Gideon, she's the Democratic now. I don't see her winning, but it's interesting who's been – and the way they present themselves, I don't know – and I'm saying this because I was looking at some men the other day who are running, and the way Jennifer hit the nail on the head. Remember we were talking about East Coast liberals and how they look versus West Coast liberals? And the same can be said of some of the Republicans or conservatives, how they are presenting themselves. In a more of the Western states, they're more casual. The Eastern states, they're kind of buttoned up.
Mm-hmm.
And but the further in the south you go, the worse the suits look. You know, those cheap, ruffly looking suits that looks like anybody, including your father, could fit into. Am I being too critical? Maybe I'm looking at things A little bit too much.
I don't know. I don't know that you're really one to be criticizing someone's fashion.
Ah, here it comes. Okay. All right, let's go to Rochester, New York, Victoria, for an update, shall we?
Yeah, so this is an update on the Daniel Prude case. If you don't remember, this was in Rochester, New York. He was a black man. The cops were called because he had mental issues, but he was also on PCP, and he was found naked running around a neighborhood. He actually went to visit his brother's house. His brother is the one who called the police for help because he couldn't get his brother to calm down. What happened later on, this is all on body cam footage from, I think, seven cops who responded. So he's laying naked in the middle of the street. He's handcuffed. He's on the ground. And they threw the hood, the spit hood, over his head. And he started throwing up and thrashing around. And he suffocated and died. Basically, he was on life support for a week. And then they took him off life support. So the big question that everyone had when we saw this footage, and it's difficult footage to watch, obviously, like all of
very
these cases.
So. Yeah.
The big question was, well, he died March 30th. Why did we only find out about this a couple of weeks ago? And now that we have the answer, an internal investigation on the state level has found that they unleashed all of these documents and emails, and essentially the police chief and all of the cops involved, they wanted to make sure that this video footage never got out. And the internal memos, the police report that was filled out on the scene listed him as an individual, not as a suspect or as a victim. They listed him as an individual. Later on, they have copies of the document where that is crossed out in red, and the words "make him a suspect" are written in handwriting on the police form. They knew they had messed up. They knew it was bad. And then George Floyd happened. And so they knew that if they didn't keep this from the family and keep this from the public, which all of the internal memos, it's all right there. This was a massive conspiracy within the department to make sure the public never saw the video and to make sure that even with the Freedom of Information Act, they stalled for 2 more months to get that video footage and the files out to the family's attorneys. And so now we're finding that this is just corruption at its best. And the thing that's really extra annoying about all of this, I mean, there's so many layers, but the mayor of Rochester immediately suspended all of the officers involved. Then she made sure that the chief of police, his last name is Singletary, Chief Singletary, she made sure that he was going to resign. And then the person who was the acting chief was actually demoted after this all came out. The acting chief was demoted to a lieutenant. However, it didn't last long because just this Monday, this week, he's now named acting police chief. So he got the demotion because it looked good, because it looked like, you know, they were doing something. And now he's been promoted.
Maybe they are. Maybe people there are just stupid.
I don't know, but, you know, this is just, he died on March 30th, and this finally got released to the public. The public didn't know about this until September 2nd, and all of the documents and the paper trail shows they didn't want this to get out.
Well, it's another example of many as to why the police need to be reorganized.
Absolutely.
We need to be changing our focus in how these people are handled, the laws that pertain to them, all of that stuff. It's not about dismantling, it's about reworking. So there's that. And speaking of corruption, in Pennsylvania, there's a law that people are now finding out about, Victoria, that forbids the clerks, the election clerks in any city or town, from opening mail-in ballots before Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
And one, you know, you go back to the primary in June, and it was responsible for a delay figuring out the results. But I hold with that. I would think that it ought to be that the envelopes are not open. What kind of messing around could be done with them, or skewing, you know, if somebody's liable to, well, so far the balloting, and that could be the Monday before election, that skews elections. I think that it is very responsible for these envelopes to not be open until Election Day, period.
But the problem, though, is that I agree, I can see both sides of this. The problem, though, is that it just delays the results so much
more. Well, so what? You know
well,
what?
But,
you're going to have honesty
with
or you're going to have corruption?
Of election, well, but it doesn't necessarily mean it would be corruption just because the ballots are starting to be counted. It doesn't have to mean that.
I don't know.
I think that we're already setting ourselves up. We already know how tense this election is going to be. Trump is lawyered up already in every state to fight the results. And then Biden has had to lawyer up on his end. The whole thing is already a mess, and we haven't even gotten there yet.
The end of American democracy. You're listening and watching and witnessing it. Meanwhile, speaking of the end of things, Sally has made landfall in Alabama. Or was a Category 2, I think, last night. Moved through the panhandle, look at some of the pictures in Pensacola of the water up to people's knees there in the street. It's now, I think, a tropical depression, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, I think it's been downgraded to a tropical depression. But still,
thankfully,
would you say 4 months worth of water comes down in 4 hours or something?
That's what happened. It was 4 months worth of rain in 4 hours. It's nuts. Yeah.
Some good news for those of you who are investors. The feds say interest rates are probably going to stay where they are at least for another 2 years, which is good if you're borrowing money. Not too good if you're saving money. If you like to keep your money in the bank, perhaps you're not going to see too much benefit from that. But as far as, 401ks and things like that, good investments. It just is, what do we have going on? Hello, look in the newspaper, folks. Listen to the radio. It's been announced, Victoria, that Obama's memoir, A Promised Land, is going to be published after the election. There was some push to try to get it published before the election, but the publisher, whoever, decided better wait till afterwards because of some of the stuff in it. 768 pages. That's the book. Michelle's book is out already, though, right? Isn't it?
Hers came out end of 2018, I want to say.
Yeah, right.
Right?
They got paid.
2019, early?
$68 million to write their books, the two of them. And so this will be, it's probably, Barack Obama comes across sort of in a professorial way. It's probably going to be
He taught constitutional law at Harvard.
Yeah,
he was a professor before becoming, going into public service. Yeah.
Yeah. Community activist, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 43 after the hour. Now is the time to start thinking about getting the flu shot. And while you're at it, maybe you ought to talk to your doctor about other preventable diseases and how you can set up a trusted vaccine schedule for yourself.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. right, now it's time for cookery here on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug. Too bad Jennifer's not here to enjoy me talking about making risotto with the end-of-the-season tomatoes that are around. How about that? I cut up some tomatoes.
First of all, okay. You do not, and Phil is going to chime in on this, you do not have the patience to make risotto. So there's no way
I'm making tomato sauce for the risotto that I just cook up. Now I'm going to make risotto from scratch. Are you kidding?
That's what I'm saying. You do not have the patience for that. Okay.
No. But thanks for telling us.
So basically you're just going to cook tomatoes and dump it over rice.
I love fresh tomatoes. There's something about fresh tomatoes that really is great. And by the way, Maine blueberries now in season. The blueberry season has come and gone in some places, but the Maine blueberries, the little teeny ones, you know, Victoria, they make little...
Yep, the wild
little
ones.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. They're all wild.
They are so healthy for you.
Yeah,
they are so,
very good.
Regular blueberries that you buy in the store, I was reading about this in some health book last year, about there's something in wild blueberries that are so much healthier for you, and they have, like, multiple times the antioxidants that the ones have in the store. So,
yep.
Even if you buy them frozen, mix them up in a smoothie or whatever, but the wild ones are so good for you.
Yep. Arby's, known for having the meats, now you can buy them without it being in a sandwich. They started selling roasted turkey, ham, and corned beef by the pound and by the half pound. So would you buy meat from Arby's? Buy it by the pound?
I mean, I don't eat meat.
Boston
but
Market, you same thing there.
It makes sense that they're doing it because we have ordered, quote unquote, like groceries supplies from Panera. So a lot of places started repurposing stuff like that and makes it easier. So I do get the appeal, and I'm sure they're doing well with it.
All right, here you go. Ketchup candy canes.
Ugh.
The novelty store Archie McPhee, which has already raised some eyebrows for selling candy canes flavored like kale and mac and cheese, now offering candy canes for Christmas to put you right into the holiday spirit. Yum! Okay. Do you know what makes mediocre food edible? So they say it's ketchup. So imagine how a ketchup... I'm doing an ad for this.
It grosses me out when people put ketchup on eggs. Ugh.
I know it.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, it really is. Anyway... So you can buy your ketchup candy canes for $5.50 a box. It has individually wrapped candy canes that taste like tomato ketchup. Okay. Yum, yum, yum.
So many of these novelty things coming out, and people buy them.
I know.
I just don't get it. Ugh.
Pepsi's going to launch a drink which will aid you in going to bed. Well, not going to bed. Going to sleep. The stress quotient addressed by the people formulating Pepsi. The drink is called Driftwell. It combats the problem of not being able to go to sleep. Pepsi employees came up with the idea for a beverage to help consumers de-stress and relax before you go to bed. There was an internal competition apparently last year for a new kind of drink, and they came up with this one. So they went to work, made it a reality. Pepsi says it's the fastest new product to ever come out of the company. It's called Driftwell again, available nationwide on e-commerce sites by December. So either you can have ketchup candy canes for Christmas, or you're going to have the new Pepsi-Cola Driftwell to put you to sleep so you don't have to eat those damn ketchup candies. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Stelara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh wow, I remember this. Three's Company, John Ritter. The Peggy, wasn't Peggy in this?
Suzanne Penny. Summers.
No, Suzanne Summers, that's right too. And the dark haired lady.
DeWitt.
Yeah.
And, so, and Norman Fell is Mr. Roper. Don't forget
that. Yeah, it was a good show. Around for a long time. So why are we playing the music of a movie?
Well,
how about a movie? Here's coming movie.
The late John Ritter would have been 72 today. He was born September 17, 1948. Passed away in 2003 at a hospital.
Rupture.
He had an aneurysm of the heart, and he had care of the heart, and it was a horrible incident. But that was a terrific show, very simplistic. Actually, that was Seinfeld before Seinfeld, because it really was a show about nothing. That was very entertaining, very funny. It pushed the boundaries in the 70s. It came out first aired March 15, 1977, went to September 18, 1984. As we said, John Ritter, Suzanne Summers, Joyce DeWitt, Norman Fell, Mr. Roper. And then it was iconic for a big reason. Suzanne Summers, which you talked about this on the show before, was one of the first actresses in the business who demanded a big pay increase because she felt she was the heart and the reason people tuned in the millions, multi-millions in the 70s for that show. ABC said, no, we're not paying you. And they basically, over a little bit of time, completely turned the show over. Ritter remained the star. Then he had an actress named Priscilla Barnes, Jenny Lee Harrison, and then he brought in Don Knotts after they spun the Ropers into its own TV show. He played Mr. Furley, and that show is just as funny, if not funnier. So it worked in two different incarnations, but John Ritter really was the heart of that show. He's a really likable and a funny guy.
Examples on television and movies when actors and actresses overplay their part or they think they're worth more than they are. And then they never see much action.
Sometimes they are. In this case, the show completely worked. Now, in a situation like Dallas, when Patrick Duffy voluntarily left, they begged him to come back, and they had to do the whole dream sequence, which sort of hurt the legacy of that show a little. But there are certain performers that can leave a show and can kill a show. In this case, that just was not one of them.
What shows would you say are around today? Like if Tom Selleck left Blue Bloods, is that the end of Blue Bloods?
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
It was
well, Anna Faris just left Mom, and that was she and Allison Janney were the stars. I don't know how they're, how do you, without a daughter, how do you do that show?
Yeah, it's going to be a completely different show. I don't watch that show religiously, but I mean, the concept is mother-daughter. That's the, the heart and soul of the script writing. So they got to veer into a completely different direction. You know, it's interesting because, like, take a show like, Two and a Half Men, when Charlie, Sheen left the show and they bring in Ashton Kutcher, it wasn't the same show. It just wasn't as good.
No. He wasn't considered as lewd. Okay. Anniversary of Godfather Part 3. Goodfellas, Miller's Crossing, and The Godfather Part 3. All 1990 movies. This is the year of gangster movie
focus. I believe
all
nominated for Best Picture, too.
Yeah.
I think Albert Finney was in that movie.
So, from Goodfellas, did Boogie Nights come and Pulp Fiction? Would you say that those two were
awesome?
They came.
I mean, I think they're all, Boogie Nights, a great movie. Paul Thomas Anderson, Mark Wahlberg. That's really the movie that made Mark Wahlberg a respected.
Wasn't he Digger or something? He stands
Dirk
in front
Diggler,
of a mirror.
Dirk Diggler,
Dirk Diggler, that's it, right.
That was a terrific film. Reynolds was awesome in that movie, too.
Yeah, he was fabulous.
But Goodfellas is one of the best movies of all time, I think.
Who said that?
I think Goodfellas is one of the best movies of all time.
You said that. I'm just trying. I thought you gave it credit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So what's coming out this weekend, Chucker, that we can look forward to?
I did not look at what's coming out this weekend. All they keep talking about is movies getting pushed back. There's strong rumors that Disney's Black Widow, which is a big Marvel movie with Scarlett Johansson as a title character, they're gonna move the release date most likely from November. I think November 3rd to who knows when. They'll probably say around Christmas, but from what I read, the odds of any major movie now, big studio movie getting released in 2020, is getting slimmer and slimmer, just based off the box office performance of Tenet and the hesitation of people going back to movie theaters. And I sort of bummer that we talk about the same thing over and over, but that just seems to be the story.
Yeah, but there are some movies that are coming out.
There will be some movies. There will, absolutely. There'll be some middling movies, moderate budget movies where they could put in theaters and a few weeks later on streaming, but a movie like Black Widow or Bond or Wonder Woman is not going to fit into that mold.
No, I don't think so. I'm surprised there. I wonder if they'll push that Murder on the Nile.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.